Fox News. We report, you decide.
Your Country 103.9 KGRT-FM, Las Cruces. 6:58, I'm Ernesto Garcia. I know the news is playing a little earlier than you're used to hearing on the radio at this time. I'm not trying to throw you off. What's happening is we are waiting in anticipation for Garth Brooks to give us a call here at our Lithia Dodge studios as we're welcoming Garth Brooks in concert. He's kicking off a big radio tour to promote this show, and we're the first station that gets to talk to him. Hopefully everything runs on time. And right now, let's go ahead and switch KGRT to K-Garth, 103.9 KGRT.
Your Country, 103.9 KGRT is Garth Country, 103.9 K-Garth.
Your Country, 103.9 KGRT. 21 years ago, we welcomed Garth Brooks back to the Pan American Center. And 21 years later, we're the first to welcome him back before he hits a big radio tour on the airways of Southern New Mexico. KGRT is welcome to be having a true country legend joining us this morning. Garth Brooks is on the line. Good morning, sir. How you doing?
21 years? Are you kidding me?
That's how long it's been, buddy.
Man, it just seems like yesterday. I guess having babies will do that, man. It's flown by. So I can't tell you how excited we are to get to come back.
Well, I tell you what, it's one of the most high-energy shows. You're speaking of babies. They're not babies anymore, Garth. They're far from.
They're always going to be my babies. They're my baby girls. But yeah, all three of them are in college now. Isn't that crazy?
What colleges are they going to now?
I got two at Oklahoma State, where I was lucky enough to go to, and one at Belmont, where Miss Shearwood was lucky enough to go to here in Nashville. So it works out good. I got two that want to just get into careers, and I have a third one that wants to make a career in music. So she's kind of bitten with the bug, and it's all three of them are just turned out to be just proud of the individuals that they've turned out to be.
Well, you should be very proud, and also you should be very proud your tour is approaching 5 million tickets sold in only 60 shows. Last tour took 100 shows, and yeah, this is the hot commodity, man. This is a lot.
Man, everybody's been very, very sweet, and like I said, man, it has flown by. It seemed like yesterday we just started, but 60 cities later, here we are. And just really enjoying ourselves. Can't wait to get there. Just getting back home, you know, because that's where all the early gigs were. And just this is going to be like getting to come home for us.
Well, I'm glad. And of course, there is a special relationship with you and the state of New Mexico. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Well, this is the place where we've done everything. This is kind of where we started before we had a record deal. We played out there, and then we came to a place called Clovis out there and did a show called Under Yukon Jack. Told we wanted to get back in the bars. On our way out, we were doing the national anthem for the Super Bowl and taking the band and crew out there because the tour was out there anyway. And stopped in an old place called Clovis and played under another name for clubs. We hadn't been in the clubs in a while and just had the best time and sweetest time. So a lot of great memories there for us.
Well, I've got some people that wanted to ask you some questions here real quick. I've only got a few here that I can get in because we've got some time here constraints. Here's one of the first people that wanted to ask you a question. I believe this is Sarah. Sarah wants to ask you a question here.
And your name?
Sarah Bybee.
Sarah, you get to ask Garth a question. What would you like to ask him?
Out of all of your songs, what is your very favorite to play?
Oh, you just played it. Call them Baton Rouge.
Really?
I don't know what it is, man. But live, that song is going to take the whole arena to a different level, man. It's so much fun. So, yeah, it's my favorite song ever is The Dance, way back off the first record. And if I ever got close to it, it was a song called Mom, just because I'm a mama's boy so bad and I miss my mom so bad. But the song called Mom off Man Against Machine. But, yeah, those are my favorites.
Garth, one more question here, and this one, here we go.
Danny Forbes.
And what question would you like to ask Garth Brooks?
I wanted to ask Garth Brooks if he really enjoys cooking with his wife.
Yes, Danny. I enjoy arguing with my wife. She's just a doll, so there's no bad thing you ever get to do with her, you know, if you're stuck in traffic, you're together, you know, or if things aren't going well, as long as you're together, that's all that matters. I'm head over heels in love with her, and though I'm trying to keep it a secret so she doesn't take me for granted, but yeah. Let's travel on.
Your Country Mornings, Your Country 103.9 KGRT, 610 this morning with Lauren, Elena, and Road. Less traveled, I'm Ernesto Garcia, back from vacation. Made it to Nashville, Tennessee last week with the entire family. Had a chance to go to the Country Music Hall of Fame. Bowed down, that's what I kept doing, bowing down to all the country music greats. Plus, caught a Predators game, went to the Ryman, Opryland, had a great time in Nashville. Glad to be back in Las Cruces. And I wanted to start a segment concerning this giraffe. Now, maybe you've seen this video that's shown up on your Facebook fan page or Twitter. There's a live feed going on of a giraffe in Binghamton, New York, at a zoo up there, and they're waiting for this giraffe to give birth. I believe the giraffe's name is April. So now I have got my Facebook right now focused on this giraffe, because any moment April could be giving birth to her baby, and this is going to be a cute thing. So what I decided to do before I left on vacation, because I'd heard about this story, is I told our intern, Anna, I told Anna to please find me a jingle or some type of music, you know, go online, find me a safari type jingle, not Madagascar, because that's been overused, you know, find me some type of safari giraffe music. And that was her assignment. I said, when I get back, I want you to find me a safari type giraffe music song. So therefore, when I start talking about April, because, you know, April could be giving birth any moment, I have something on the background to go with. Well, I don't know how this happened, and I'm just a little taken back with what Anna, our intern, was able to come up with. And I told her specifically, no Madagascar stuff, you know, none of the kids' Madagascar stuff. I want something that's nice, like a safari, hoo-hoo, you know, ha-ha, you know, I'm trying to sound like a gorilla. So I told her to come up with something. I kid you not, this is what she left in the system for me to play when I wanted to talk about April the giraffe. You decide for yourself what's wrong with my intern here.
He loves animals and they love him back. Interspecies friends, we ain't kidding, Mac. Brian Fellow Safari Planet, Brian Fellow Safari Planet.
Oh my goodness, I don't even know where to begin. First of all, I'm glad she finished her assignment, but where the heck did she get Saturday Night Live's Brian Fellow's theme song to be the song we should use to follow this giraffe? I have no clue. This intern, I mean, was she even around to watch this? Somebody must have helped her, and I'm going to say this nicely, you didn't help her out a lot. This is not what I wanted, Anna, but she'll come in a little bit later. I'll have a nice little chat with her, and we'll find something that will focus on Anna. But you know what? If this is what she thinks is going to work, the heck with it. We're going to stay with it. Every time we do an April report, we're playing this song, even though it makes no sense to the giraffe that is going to be given birth. Boy, interns, let me tell you. Your Country 103.9 KGRT.
One of the worst things you can do is prejudge yourself or your credit when it comes to getting your next vehicle.
Your Country Mornings on Your Country 103.9 KGRT. We are honored to be joined this morning by a man who, I tell you what, is such a strong influence in country music, and we love him for everything he does. He's got a new CD and DVD called A Man With His Guitar, live from the Franklin Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, this morning, welcome Travis Tritt. Good morning, Travis. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. How about that game last night?
Man, I'm surprised I still have a voice left after screaming for that game yesterday. That was incredible football.
I think the turning point is when they finally showed Tom Brady's wife. And now look at, all of a sudden, he's making touchdowns, throwing things that I can't believe. I couldn't imagine what happened out there.
It was unbelievable.
Well, speaking of unbelievable, let's talk about this great CD and DVD called The Man With His Guitar, live from the Franklin Theater, recorded in Tennessee last November. Am I correct?
That's correct.
Well, I've never been to the Franklin Theater. Tell me how it was recording there and getting everything going.
We had a great time. The way that this whole project came about, at the very beginning of my career, when I first started out playing shows with my band, I would have a portion of the show where I would send the band off stage, and I would just do a song or two by myself acoustically, and that always went over really well. And I had managers and booking agents that begged me for years to try to go out and just do a concert tour just that way, just all solo acoustic. And I resisted it for a long time. And finally, about 6 years ago, we finally decided that we would give it a shot. And I think we booked like 5 shows that year that were solo acoustic. And the response was just overwhelming. So We still don't get a chance to do that many, but I do about, out of the 145, 150 shows that I do a year, I do about 30 or 35 just solo acoustic. And the response was so strong to all those shows that we decided that we would go into the Franklin Theater in just outside of Nashville and do two nights solo acoustic and record both nights and film it. And that's how this whole project came together.
Wow, and it's going to be a project that is worth getting to get the CD. Once again, it's called The Man with His Guitar Live from the Franklin Theater. I want to talk to you about touring and kind of how you put things together in performances. I mean, you love being out there with the crowd. Year by year, you got to be thinking to yourself, how am I going to make things different? How do I be creative? How do you keep that going for so many years when you're on tour?
Well, you know, the wonderful thing in my case that I'm so thankful for is the fact that we've had a lot of hits over the years, and so we're not able to in one show to get all the material in that we would like to cover all the hits that we've had. So every year we try to rotate certain songs out. We take certain songs that we've been doing for a long time out, and then we put new hits that we haven't done in a while back in. And that kind of keeps it fresh for us, and it also gives us an opportunity to reach out for those people that are in the audience that, you know, they're here to hear. They want to hear some of those older hits that they haven't heard in a long time. So it gives us a chance to kind of keep it fresh for us and for the audience as well.
If you're just joining us, we are speaking with Travis Tritt, and of course, we are so grateful that we get a chance to talk to Travis, because, you know, this guy is busy. He's going to be around our area not that long ago. And, of course, we want to bring you down to southern New Mexico. I mean, don't you like touring the southern states a little, especially here in the Southwest, getting a chance to come out here some?
I love it out there. And the response from the crowd is what makes it. I mean, the fans in that part of the country are just wonderful, and they've always treated us really, really well. So I always look forward to getting the chance to come back out and play in that area around New Mexico.
This is Las Cruces. This is the Country Station. We get to talk to Travis Tritt. What message do you have for our fans here in Las Cruces? Anything you want to say to them, Travis?
I just want to thank all the fans for all your support throughout the years. You know, you folks have given me a wonderful, wonderful career, and it's lasted a very long time, and it wouldn't happen if it weren't for the fans. So thanks so much to everybody that's given me so much support over the years. I look forward to getting back out there and entertaining you very soon.
Well, we can't wait to bring you the Senoritas and Margaritas, my friend. CD and DVD called The Man with His Guitar Live from the Franklin Theater. Ladies and gentlemen, once again, thank you for joining us, Mr. Travis Tritt.
Thank you.
Your Country, 103.9 KGRT. Let's go.